Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, making their debut for this year, 2020, are the rosés. We haven't talked about them yet, but it's about time that we do because these are just so great in the late spring and during the summer and into fall. They're just a lot of fun. You've been tasting some.
Rosés are sort of the perfect aperitif wines for spring and summer. And as well as being aperitifs, they also can actually pair quite well with a lot of summer, you know, cooler style dishes. There's a wide variety of styles, you know, from almost light reds to what I would call very faint pink blush wines, depending on both the region and the grape varietal that's being featured. Basically, a rosé is made by leaving the grape juice, which is clear from red grapes, in very short contact with the red wine skin. So you extract some color, a little bit of flavor, and a little bit of tannins, and that's what we then call rosés. Here are a couple of what I consider to be really good examples coming from France. So the first one that I tried was actually from the French region of Bordeaux. It's a 2019 Chateau La Roche Saint-Jean. This one's going to sell for about $13, so it's pretty easy on the pocketbook. It's a blend of 90% Merlot and 10% Cabernet, and it's a 12.5% alcohol. It's going to be pretty easy drinking. You're going to have a deep rose color, shocked and amazed, I'm sure. Fruity aromas with red fruit and sort of berry aromatics. It's soft, it's very fresh. It's a great sipper, and it's just, you know, it's just a fun wine, not to take too seriously, but that shows some interesting stuff. So there's one from Bordeaux. This is the one, the next one, that I was really intrigued by. It's called Domaine de Mille Rosé. It is from the Côte de Gascogne region, which is actually sort of Armagnac country. And it's a blend of 50% of a grape that I've never heard of before called Eggiodola. I'd like to see if I could actually get a wine that was straight Eggiodola just for giggles. And 50% Syrah. This is going to be a little more full-bodied than the Bordeaux that we tried. It's all done in stainless steel. It's pale, but as I said before, rather full-bodied. The fruity nose with a surprising subtle citrus hint, which was, I think, attributable to the Eggiodola, but I'm not sure. You've got your classic notes of berries and cherries, good length, good crispness. But this is just a little bit different, and I really enjoyed it. $13 again, so it's pretty easy on the pocketbook. And then the one that really probably did it the most for me was a 2019 Rosé d'Anjou, which is sort of a classic rosé production area. This is the 2019 Les Ligériens Rosé. We'll put this on the website. $15. This is a blend of Gamay, Goyot, and a little bit of Cabernet Franc. Medium pink. This is just off dry, which I find actually attractive in a rosé. Forward aromatics, a long finish, easy, but offering a bright personality, great value. You're going to get notes of red berry fruit, and just sort of, it's got a little more layers to it. So there's a little more there. That was my top pick of the three that I just went through. So enjoy.
They really sound great, Hugh. And I always like to have at least a dozen rosés sitting in my cellar, ready to call upon on these wonderful spring and summer nights. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.